The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
Coming up on Taking Stock, Alexandria, Virginia. Is it a city of the millennials? Well, we also know that it is a city in the successful television and movie The Walking Dead. So we'll talk to someone who knows a little bit about Alexandria, Virginia. That's all coming up.
On our special live broadcast from the Kimpton Morrison House Hotel, just right in the center of Old Town in Alexandria, Virginia. Let's get back to Bloomberg World Headquarters now in New York City for a look at the latest business news with our own Charlie Pellett.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathleen Hayes. Thank you, Pim Fox. Stocks are extending losses just under 30 minutes to go ahead of the close. We have got stocks hitting lows of the session right now amid growing speculation that the Federal Reserve sees firm enough economic growth to raise rates as soon as June. The Dow down 219 points, a drop there of 1.2%. S&P 500 index down 23 points, a drop of 1.1%. NASDAQ down 65 points, a drop of 1.4%. Gold up 560 the ounce to 1279, a gain of 0.4%. Brian Belsky is chief investment strategist at BMO Capital Markets. He says the pessimism is overdone.
We are skating. If you're a hockey player, we're skating with our heads down. We are so scared of everything, and we are reacting on what happened last quarter. Look, we're talking about filings for first quarter. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's May.
Indeed it is. Federal Reserve report out today finds U.S. manufacturing rose in April for the first time in 3 months. Total industrial production, including mines and utilities, advanced 0.7%, the most since November 2014. New home construction up in April, extending a pattern of gains and losses that signals the U.S. home building industry is contributing little to economic growth. Home Depot down the most in 3 months after executives said same-store sales gains shrank as the first quarter progressed. Home Depot down 3%. The 10-year yield, 1.75%. Crude up 73 cents a barrel, 48.45, a gain there of 1.5%. 3:32 on Wall Street. Now let's look at other news from around the world on Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm David Gura. This news update is brought to you by the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. The Grand Cherokee continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today. The Senate has voted to allow families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia for any role the government may have played in the terror attacks. The House must still act on the bill, but White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama would not sign it, concerned it would give foreigners the ability to sue the U.S.
Given the concerns that we have expressed, it's difficult to imagine the president signing this legislation. That continues to be true.
Voters in Kentucky and Oregon are at the polls today, casting ballots in their state primaries. Bernie Sanders says voter turnout is crucial.
Kentucky and Oregon pose usual problems for us in the sense that they are closed primaries. Independents are not allowed to vote. Something that I think doesn't make a lot of sense, but those are the rules.
Although Hillary Clinton's lead over Sanders is almost insurmountable, Sanders has won the last two primaries. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he and likely Republican nominee Donald Trump are continuing to discuss how best to unify the Republican Party.
We're having the kinds of conversations that are necessary to make sure that we are unifying around our commonly held principles and policies.
Federal investigators are blaming last year's deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia on a train engineer who was distracted by radio communication and a lack of equipment that could have automatically slowed the train as it went over the speed limit. The crash killed 8 people. A federal appeals court is delaying the release of a list of co-conspirators in the 2013 George Washington Bridge lane closing scandal. The ruling calls for a June 6th hearing to decide whether to release the list. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus around the world. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm David Gura. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping, stocks lower, S&P down 23 points, a drop of 1.1%. I'm Charlie Pelletin. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Continuing our special live broadcast from the Kimpton Morrison House Hotel, we are in the heart of Old Town, which is the historic center of Alexandria in the Commonwealth of Virginia, right across the river from Washington, D.C. And, of course, the Washington metro area is the home of Bloomberg 99.1 and 105.7 FM HD2, a city of more than 150,000 people, a budget of over $500 million, a workforce of more than 2,500 employees, and a challenge to keep this area growing, attract the tourists, attract the business that you want. This is the job of our next guest, Mark Jinks, city manager for the city of Alexandria. Well, thank you for joining us today.
It's good to be here.
So first of all, how long have you been city manager, and what exactly does a city manager do in Alexandria?
I've been city manager about a year and a half. City manager basically is the CEO of the city government. We have a council manager form of government, so it's an elected city council who sets policy. And as the city manager, I'm responsible for managing the bureaucracy to carry out that policy.
And you have a long history in this field.
Yes, I have 40 years in state and local government and 20 years as CFO of 10 years of this organization and 10 years of a neighboring jurisdiction.
Tell us about Alexandria and the report, The City of Millennials. Tell us about there's a demographic uniqueness here in Alexandria.
Well, millennials seek what's authentic, and you can't get anything more authentic than a city that has 5,000 18th and 19th century buildings that we've preserved, and it's a great environment. We have a lot for millennials wanting to start their own business. We have a lot of small spaces upstairs from these colonial and 19th century buildings. We have an atmosphere. We have a big arts community, and that spawned at advertising, public relations, political consulting. Also, we're at the home to Virginia Tech's architecture school, where they're at their fifth year. Their architecture students come up here, and we're the home of their landscape design school as well. So Alexandria is a place that has attracted a highly educated workforce, and it's one that has also attracted. We've got good transit system. We've got four stops on the metro system, so millennials are working for the federal government or working for an IT firm or somebody downtown. We've got a place where they can live urban and have immediate access to downtown Washington, D.C.
How do the prices for apartments, for rentals, for buying a home compare in Alexandria if you are versus across the river in one of the popular D.C. neighborhoods?
They're probably comparable. There's a wide range in the city. It is on the middle to the high end of this metropolitan region. Because we're close in, we're immediately across the river from Washington, immediately south of Reagan National Airport. So we have good transportation access, and we're also building smart growth. So we're building our new developments basically targeted around our metro rail stations. And we've seen millennials, it gives them new housing. At the same time, they've got access to one of the oldest, most historic cities in the United States and access to the metro rail system to the entire Washington region.
Tell us about the plans and investments at Waterfront in the Old Town neighborhood, and then maybe give us a little bit of a taste of what's going on, for example, at National Science Foundation, new headquarters.
Mm-hmm. The waterfront is where Alexandria started. We are a port city and have been since the beginning of the 18th century. And over time, it became very industrial. Like a lot of American cities, we turned our backs to the water, used the waterfront area as industry. And about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, the planning started for basically to reverse that. Part of that is the rivers are much cleaner than they used to be, and people wanted to get access to the river. So through the redevelopment process, we've been requiring developers to basically open up the areas between their, as they build new buildings, create walkways and parks all along the river. And this past several years, we've been buying up the remaining parcels. We have a number of missing links, and we are filling those in. We hired one of the top-renowned landscape architects in the United States, Lori Olin, to basically redesign our waterfront, and as far as, because we believe it should be access for the people who visit here, the people who live here, and so we're building a number of parks, and some of the warehouse spaces that are left are being turned into mixed-use development.
So in your 40-plus years in urban planning, in public administration, state and local, being so close to what's actually happening, what's the biggest change you've seen? What's the biggest lesson you've learned?
I think the biggest change in the last number of decades has been the impact the Metro Rail system has had on the Washington metropolitan area. It has opened up areas for development and redevelopment as people look to want. I think the other big trend across the U.S. is people want to live urban, and you can't get anything more urban than Alexandria and some of the inner suburbs of D.C., and we have basically used transit to enhance that.
Thank you very much. Mark Jinks is the city manager of the city of Alexandria, Virginia. You're listening to Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Commodities, oil prices, industrial metals, these have been frequently calling the tune for the U.S. stock market. Dennis Gartman coming up on Bloomberg Radio, economist and publisher of The Gartman Letter.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.